A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
It's happening. Cam Smith, opening day roster. Let's go. We found out right after I got off the air yesterday what a great day it is to be alive. Today, the greatest day of all of our lives. Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show on this Wednesday, March 26th, 2025. I am Paul Gallant, and this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We're going to be talking about that all show long. Cam Smith, he made it. He's going to be the opening day starter in right field for the Houston Astros. It's crazy to think about. It's probably not smart, but it's fun. And that's all I care about. I'm a baseball casual. I want something that's fun. Now, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, could we be looking at this decision and saying, have the Astros ruined Cam Smith? Have they killed his confidence? But today, we celebrate. It's happening! Hopefully, I'm not being too loud right now, Sean. And I know that people get very mad at me with the way that my volume fluctuates.
George stuck his head in. Because apparently, he walked in mid, it's happening.
Oh. What does he think? Middle management to upper management Joe now.
He just remarked on that. That was how he opened the door and heard that.
Hell yeah, dude.
But he chuckled. Doesn't seem to be
No, just a chuckle.
Upset.
Just a chuckle. I need more than that. I need...
He was wiping away tears in his eyes because of how much he was laughing.
Thank you for saying that.
And crying because of how poignant it was.
Wiping away tears and crying. Much like Cam Smith. You guys know that I'm a mama's boy. Love both my parents, but I went to high school living with my mom in St. Pete, Florida. My dad and my sister stayed up in Massachusetts when I was in high school. A little bit awkward. Everyone made it out okay. But I'm a mama's boy. And the way that the Houston Astros told Cam Smith that he had made the opening day roster should bring a tear to your eye. Very cool move by the Astros, who had Joe Espada talk about, hey, if I want to hear good news, I want to hear it from my mom. I want to hear it from my dad. I want to hear it from another family member. And so, Cam Smith found out that he'd made the Astros opening day roster from his mom, who came into the clubhouse after everything was said and done. Cam Smith, very emotional, spoke with Houston media. This video courtesy of Ari Alexander. This must have been such an incredible day for Cam Smith.
Yeah, I always thought it was possible. You know, I think I had a great group of guys around me to help me out to get here today. So I always saw it as a possibility, you know, for it to happen. And, you know, we're here today talking about it now. So I'm very blessed.
I know this is very emotional for you, but just the special nature of having your mom deliver that. You said you broke down, but what kind of, can you just take us through the idea that she would be the one, after all she did for you, to tell you that you made the major league?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know, at one point it was just me and her in the house. She struggled to take me to baseball games and practice, and I'm just happy to do it for her.
Oh my God, give that man a hug. Give him a hug. These heartless media bastards sitting around Cam Smith as he cries for them, as he opens up the joy that he experienced, the journey he and his mother went through, the sacrifices she made for him. And classic liberal media using it to their advantage to get some clout online. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Why didn't anyone hug him? You know, we got all these chuckleheads in sports media who laugh at the most mid jokes. But when a man is crying, no one hugs him. What have we become? Who are we? I don't think I actually would have hugged Cam Smith. I don't know him, but I would have been tempted to hug Cam Smith. I'm a hugger. Nothing wrong with being a hugger. It's nice to be emotional. It's nice to share those emotions with other people. Very cool, though, for Cam Smith. One, to make the Astros opening day roster. Two, to start in right field. But three, for the Astros to announce it to him the way that they did. So that's all the fun stuff. That's all the happy stuff. Now, we got to ask some questions. Should this happen? I mean, think about it. He is, Cam Smith, the third quickest position player to make a team's opening day roster. Only two drafted players have made a Major League Baseball opening day roster with less experience in the minors and majors. Cam Smith, we're talking 32 minor league games total and just 5 games above A-ball. That's it. Only two players have had less experience before making the opening day roster. Pete Incaviglia for the 1986 Texas Rangers. He played 0 games. And John Olerud, you might remember him, of the 1990 Blue Jays, who played 6 games in the majors to that point. He played his last college game 8 months ago. Is one spring enough for Cam Smith to cut the line? Dana Brown's aggressive when it comes to putting young guys in. We saw that in Atlanta. We saw it last year with the Astros. This is still an incredibly quick turnaround for a very young player with limited experience. And there's always that possibility, which is the reason that you see so many people preach patience when it comes to bringing a guy up to the major league level. You don't want to shatter the guy's confidence. I'm of the belief that, hey, if you're going to make it, you're going to make it. If you're not, you're not. Some guys have that mentality, others don't. I suppose it can be learned over time, but in baseball, a sport that is built on failure, man, you got to get over it quickly, and some guys never are able to develop that. We know from the articles that we've read about Cam Smith leading up to the year that this is a guy, at least per every single one of his teammates in the clubhouse, who might be just saying this because, of course, it's only spring training. It's not the rigors of an actual regular season, but he has drawn rave reviews from his teammates. Mauricio Dubon said he could be a 60 home run guy. Jose Altuve said he'll be the next Astros superstar. Jeremy Peña's complimented him. Christian Walker's complimented him. Obviously, Joe Espada has, and now Dana Brown has, just by putting him on the opening day roster. Everyone's loving what they're seeing from him so far. Is that going to stay into the regular season? How are they going to feel about him when he inevitably goes through his first slump? Is that first slump going to happen right away? You know, if you want to go back to the last time the Astros had a top prospect who crushed it in spring training, it was Kyle Tucker, for what it's worth, in 2018. And Kyle Tucker did not make it on the opening day roster. People thought he should have. He did come up, I think, at some point in 2018. And he struggled when he came up. The next season, okay, that's when Kyle Tucker really took off. But this might not work. It's very fun today because there is just hope for one more day that Cam Smith is going to be an incredible player. But is this too early? That's question number one. You can answer that at 713-780-3776 to call, to text. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN975. Cam Smith made the Astros opening day roster. He'll start in right field tomorrow. Too soon? Or did he earn it with this spring? You get to answer that on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's how you text in. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. Cam Smith made the Astros opening day roster. We found that out right after we went off the air yesterday. Did he deserve this? One texter says, this reeks of desperation. Yeah, it's certainly a little desperate. I mean, Dana Brown's not inspiring a lot of confidence in the Astros' defense. Dana Brown on his outfield defense. Worse comes to worse, I think Altuve will be average. We know Myers is going to be really good, and I think Cam Smith is going to be strong average to above average. What the hell is strong average? I think the outfield is going to be pretty good when push comes to shove. Well, Dana Brown's always a tad political with everything that he says. More Dana Brown on Cam Smith in right field. Quote, Smith is looking like he's an average outfielder right now. I'm very critical on defense. If I don't think you can play the position, I'll tell you straight up. I'm very blunt about that. Well, we did just read that article that Chandler Rome had written about how he's trying to be a little bit less blunt, shoot a little bit less from the hip, and I think he would have to be when it comes to telling Jose Altuve how he's been playing in left field. I really think he's going to be fine, continued Dana Brown, but we put him in right because we were like, this bat may be usable right now at the major league level. Again, it doesn't sound certain. So I can understand why a texter says it reeks of desperation. Another text at 713-780-3776. That's how you call. That's how you text. It's not as much about Cam, but rather how bad our outfield was before him. Well, yeah. I mean, Jose Altuve is playing left field. Not ideal, certainly. And then on top of that, who else is going to be playing in the outfield? I actually do not know 100%. Who's going to be the Astros starting center fielder? I'm assuming it's Jake Myers because of how good he is defensively and because you got two outfielders to either side of your center fielder who have never played outfield before in a major league game. Another text. Yo, yesterday Paul was going all in, pause, on Cam. Today seems a little, what is happening? What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The Astros really don't feel great about their bats in the outfield. There's an element of that. I am excited to see him out there. But yesterday, I think I was more at a point of exasperation. Can we just know what the hell the Astros are going to do? Is he going to make the opening day roster? Today, I have to be a little measured. The idea that Cam Smith is immediately going to be just like Kyle Tucker was at his best is unbelievably over-optimistic. It is going to take time. And maybe he ends up having the kind of season that Carlos Correa had as a rookie, but Correa had a damn good amount of seasoning before that moment in time, and also Correa, he didn't end up playing until, what was it, late May, early June with the 2015 Astros? They manipulated his service time, and perhaps going forward, if you don't manipulate a player's service time, he's going to be more willing to sign a deal early with you. But that's another thing to keep an eye on. All those other teams that the Astros view themselves as in the same category as, teams that have more money, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, those teams now get a crack at Cam Smith a little bit earlier. But hey, if they're actually going to have a chance to pay Cam Smith, and if they're actually thinking about paying Cam Smith, that means that Cam Smith will have worked out for the next 5 to 6 years or so. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in.
You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. One texter, very excited. Astros fever is back, he says. Star emoji. American flag emoji. Mexico flag emoji. Baseball experts now have the Astros winning the AL pennant. Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. Or are those orange? Yep, they're orange. A little colorblind. Hard to see those emojis, Sean, on the
context.
OPC.
I think context, because he wasn't bringing up bad things.
Right.
He was bringing up good things.
Bringing up good things.
If it was like, if it was, he was bringing up the negatives in this, and then flags, I would assume red flags. That this is a red flag.
But since it's an orange flag and there's four of them, which is how many American League pennants the Astros have, makes a little more sense.
Yes.
Technically, they have five pennants.
I was going to say, don't short the 05 team.
But that one's a red one.
Okay.
Brick red flag.
Yes. That would get confusing to mix in a red one with a bunch of orange.
I'd rather have a brick red flag than a red flag. Another text. Mets Astros playoff atmosphere this long weekend. Juan Soto, aircraft carrier. Did you know he's not 21 anymore? Cam Smith, aircraft carrier. Aircraft carrier off. It's just like the Battle of Midway. Remember that battle? Anyone? Anyone? World War II.
Yeah.
USA, Japan. Two fleets looking for one another across the massive, mighty Pacific Ocean. And that's what it's going to be like between the Astros and Mets. Minus the death, violence, sunk ships, and sharks. Minus all of those things. A little bit different, but not that different. Aircraft carrier off. Let's go. Yeah, guys. Get excited. Because again, it's 100% early. It's definitely not rational. It's definitely not pragmatic. But you know what's better than being those things? Fun. And it is kind of funny to see all the people who were saying, oh, there's no way. The baseball experts with their glasses on. All these baseball experts, they said that Cam Smith couldn't do it. And it's fun to see them be wrong. I'm not going to lie. I like being a casual observer of the sport and having a prediction that is entirely crazy and not based in any baseball thought whatsoever. I like thinking long and hard about it and then ending up being right. When the people who know way more about baseball, which I will admit, end up being wrong. I love that. It makes me feel smart. It makes me feel like a big boy. It makes me feel like I'm in an imaginary booster seat, but no one sees the booster seat. The boost is just in me, a confidence boost, if you will. Huzzah.
It's a win for the common man.
100%.
That's what this is.
It's a win for the casual.
Yeah, the casual baseball fan who sees spring training highlights and goes, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
He should be on the major league team. Boom, he's on the major league team.
I love that. Casual baseball fans matter. Casual baseball fans' lives matter. People don't talk about that nearly enough. It's a thinking man's game. I'm stupid. It's hard for me to understand how this sport works with the ball and the bat and the bases. I don't know how the double switch works. Also, I don't have to because it's not an American League thing, right?
It's not an any league thing anymore.
That's right. You're out of here. It's all gone. That's right. Thinking man's game that became a lot simpler for dumb old me. And now Cam Smith, he is doing the exact same thing that I would be doing if I was still playing MVP baseball 2005. You think I wouldn't put somebody in the outfield who had never played in the outfield before and then just control that guy whenever the ball is hit his way? Hell yeah, I would.
Yeah. Yeah. So what? I already have Scott Rolen on my team. I'm trading for Alex Rodriguez and I'm putting him in right field.
Uh-huh. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He'll figure it out.
He'll figure it out, just like a video game. The computer generally makes the guys a little bit better than they actually are in real
life.
He's
fast. You can run it down.
More comments here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Eric the Driver said, Cam Smith cried. Ugh. I got the ick from that. Hey, come on. Come on. That was a heartfelt moment with his mom. Let the guy be emotional. You got the ick? Come on. Eric the Driver, longtime listener of the Paul Gallant Show. Sir, we're going to need you to give Cam Smith a little bit of grace. I got the ick. We can't be like all the broads out there who have that long list that if you've ever seen it on Instagram that just keeps on adding to it. I think we're at 890 bullet points now of things men can't do. Like show happiness. There's lots of things that give women the ick. Showing happiness is one of them. But we can't have the ick for Cam Smith. We can't be like the broads who constantly reject me on the apps, okay? We can't be like that. We've got to be better. We've got to be welcoming to Cam Smith because today is the greatest day of Cam Smith's life, and he deserves a hearty congratulations. Tomorrow might be the worst day of his life.
It won't be the worst day of his life. It won't be the worst day of his life.
It might. I mean, like, what if it's just an absolute disaster?
No.
What if it's a 3-error, 0-for-4, 4-strikeout performance?
Okay, then maybe.
That would be really tough.
But I don't know. He was talking about how it was just him and his mom for some time, and how, you know, they're struggling to make it to all the travel baseball stuff. Like, he's lived a hard life.
Yes.
I hope that making an opening day roster and being introduced as a starting outfielder for the Houston Astros, I hope that's not the worst day of his life.
I hope so too, but you never know.
I hope he's had a much worse life, is what I'm saying.
Whoa. Come
on,
Sean.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
It's a little messed up. I hope he's had some horrible days.
Yeah, come on.
From the 832, bringing up Cam Smith, says Zach, gives the Astros more excitement for their fans than you could have possibly had to start the year. Exactly. And I think some people see that and they're like, really? A publicity stunt to open the year? I can get the pushback to that. I can understand that for sure. More texts from the 832. Altuve will tank in the outfield. Everyone knows this. A lot of balls are going to be hit over his head. He doesn't have the arm to throw anyone out. Much more of a casualty in the outfield, and he is best at second base by far. I'm projecting Jake Meyers to have his best offensive season this year. You know what? Like, honestly, all that text made sense until the very end. And I'm going to use the last part of that text to ignore the facts that you brought up about Jose Altuve defensively.
I don't know how the ball going over his head. It's just short.
We haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Like,
the ball's gone off his glove twice while he's been trying
But that's because guys are standing on third base looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Home.
Maybe, Jose Altuve, he's got that eye of the tiger. He saw the guy looking at him from third base, and he was like, this guy thinks he's better than me?
Yeah. He's like, I can't look away. I have to alpha him.
Transfixed.
Keep staring at him.
Also from the 832, any man that says, I got the ick isn't a man. Hey, Eric the Driver's a man. Come on. You're allowed to say you've got the ick. It's a term that is used today by people younger than me. It's used.
It is.
And it's used by the women all the time. Some women my age.
I was going to say, it is primarily used by the women.
Yes. But who are we to be sexist about who can and can't say a word, okay?
It's 2025. Yeah. You can say the word the ick. You can also cry at when you get announced to the opening day roster.
Especially when your mom is the one who does it. Come on, guys. We gotta give Cam Smith a little bit of grace here. Eric the Driver, I don't like the energy you're bringing, okay? You are bringing down our collective chakra on what could be the greatest day of our lives. The greatest day of our lives. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Cam Smith made the Astros opening day roster. You want to weigh in on that? That is a topic all show long. Up next, who's been soft in the world of sports? We've got a bunch. Is it UConn's communications director who's taken home the title of the softest person alive? Is it Gen Z and their inability to handle things not going 100% their way at the basketball level in college? Is it a bunch of other NBA players? We'll discuss. Stay put for Soft Boys.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Soft Boys, in a tough sitch, Ime Udoka thinks you're a bitch.
In honor of the time that Ime Udoka called LeBron James a soft-ass boy in the midst of a Rockets-Lakers game last year, every single Wednesday at 12:30, we talk about who's been soft in the world of sports. We got some texters doubling down. Cam Smith, soft for that interview with Ari Alexander. I think we got to play it one more time, Sean. This is also with other members of the Astros media. Here's Cam Smith talking about what it meant for him to make the Astros opening day roster, where he will start in right field tomorrow against the New York Mets.
Yeah, I always thought it was possible. You know, I think I had a great group of guys around me to help me out to get here today. So I always saw it as a possibility, you know, for it to happen. And, you know, we're here today talking about it now. So I'm very blessed.
I know this is very emotional for you, but just the special nature of having your mom deliver that. You said you broke down, but what kind of, can you just take us through the idea that she would be the one, after all she did for you, to tell you that you made the major league?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know, at one point it was just me and her in the house. She struggled to take me to baseball games and practice, and I'm just happy to do it for her.
Let him cry. Cam Smith in right field. Let him sing. He's going to deliver us from pain, because Kyle Tucker's gone. He walked right out on me, and so did Alex Bregman. Cam Smith is him.
No. Let Cam Smith cry, okay? Let him cry. King of Twitch, very annoyed that we're talking about Cam Smith, which is something to be excited about.
Oh, he's batting sixth, right? You know it's going to be a mess season when all the talk is on an AA prospect.
Nope, he's a major leaguer. He is a major leaguer, King of all Twitch.
Yep. He's wiping away the tears, and he's ready to bat wherever a spot needs him.
Yeah. I think you're soft if you don't look at this storyline as one of the greatest storylines in Astros history. You know, first World Series, eh. Second World Series,
First World Series after Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah. Yeah. Cam Smith making the opening day roster, honestly, one of the biggest days in Astros history. That's clear. I am excited about it. I'm being a little bit facetious here, but come on. Be excited. It's fun. At least for the next 25 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say until he strikes out.
No, don't say that.
Just one strikeout.
If he hits a home run his first at bat, oh my God, Friday is going to be the most insufferable radio show of all time. I might show up drunk. I might bring in champagne.
Yeah, I was going to say champagne, like when they won the title.
Yeah, I'm going to pop champagne like that meme they show of the guy who comes in sixth place, who's celebrating. He's having the time of his life. That's going
to
be me.
3-1 loss to start the season, but the one was a solo Cam Smith home run.
If Cam Smith hits a home run in his first at-bat, I will be the most annoying person in the history of Houston sports radio, which is saying something, because I already might be that person. Some would argue Josh Innes. Whatever. I will be such an insufferable douche, and it'll be great. It'll be great radio. So let's all manifest it to happen. Soft boys, who's been soft in the world of sports? UConn Communications Director Bobby Mullen is soft. First off, he apologized for threatening to ruin Charlotte sports reporter Joey Ellis's life for having the audacity to record Dan Hurley doing Dan Hurley things. Honestly, I think most of us just shrugged our shoulders at Dan Hurley saying, yeah, watch out, Baylor. You don't want to get bleeped. Most of us shrugged because that's just who Dan Hurley is. We don't even care about this stuff anymore. But UConn's communications director, Bobby Mullen, got so pissy that he decided to threaten this rando sports reporter who just happened to be recording Dan Hurley walking into the locker room. He didn't know that Dan Hurley was going to drop that. But he apologized privately. I think that's softer. If you're going to apologize to somebody, you should have to do it publicly for everyone to see. Private? No, that's not enough. So I really think that's a soft move by Bobby Mullen. Also, if you're a communications director, you should never apologize. Be the Baghdad Bob that the coach you work for wants you to be. Stand up for your guy. So to apologize is soft, and apologizing privately, also soft. I don't think he thought that Joey Ellis would share with everybody, much like he shared that video of Dan Hurley getting pissy. I don't think he thought people would share, this specific reporter would share the fact that he apologized privately. This guy, not very good.
Hey, if it's a major news story, this goes for sports and maybe outside of sports, and you realize that you're sharing something with the reporter, assume the reporter's going to share it.
Yeah.
If they're maybe on a group text with you, assume they're going to share it.
Yes.
100%. Especially if you're apologizing for something that made national headlines during a relatively boring weekend of college basketball. Our Division One men's basketball players soft? 1,000 players apparently entered the transfer portal in the last day. I saw that's 20% of players at Division One. Is that really the number? Are there 5,000 players across 360 or so Division One NCAA teams?
360 times 12?
One-fifth. That is nuts. That is nuts. Look, I understand everyone wants to play, but I think it is a little bit soft to transfer and for a fifth of the sport to be in the transfer portal. And I can understand why Stephen A. Smith had his piping hot take on Monday, on a day where everyone starred for takes, is this could be the death of college basketball if the transfer portal and NIL continue. Maybe. I mean, I would imagine that this is just an anomaly year when it comes to the lack of buzzer beaters, and I bet we'll see more in the next round.
Yeah. Yeah, like the... We weren't saying this about last year's tournament. Like, it's just one tournament.
Where, yeah.
Also, everyone knew that there's four awesome teams.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. And with the transfer portal stuff, you also are getting a lot of guys that, like, are good, you know, mid-major players that are getting, like, the call-up,
yeah.
more or less. Guys moving with coaches, like the new Indiana coach taking his son with him for the third straight year. Started off at, I want to say, Drake, and then went to West Virginia last year. Now has the Indiana job, and his son's transferred every time. Slight soft boy to the son.
A little bit.
I get wanting to play with your dad, but, like, at some point, like, do you want to play on a team not coached by your dad? I don't know.
Playing for your dad's pretty cool, though. I based this off of a guy who I played basketball with when I was in fourth and fifth grade. His name was Tim Capozzi. His dad was the coach. He was clearly the best player on our team, so he had earned the fact that he was the guy running point. Mm-hmm. But I bet he was very thankful that his dad was the coach.
Yeah. A lot of shots he could take.
Oh, yeah. Offense went through him. Now, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't thankful. Maybe this was, like, a very difficult relationship. But, yeah, that's what I remember from my fourth grade, fifth grade basketball days, which I've now brought up back-to-back days. One, I hit a game-winning shot and was called for travel. Two, Tim Capozzi was basically fifth grade white kid from Massachusetts, Allen Iverson.
I was going to say Doug McDermott, because he also played for his
dad.
That's
true. That's true.
Yeah, I like how we normally talk about your high school athletic exploits, and now we're moving down to fourth grade.
Coming up next, Paul Gallant.
T-ball.
T-ball legend?
Yeah. when we're talking about Cam Smith, you're going to be like, I remember my first game, played T-ball.
Hey, remember my first game, T-ball? I played shortstop, and guess what? Ball hit right to me and went in my glove. And you know what I did? When it went in my glove, I caught it, unlike Jose Altuve. And guess what? Guess what I did once I caught it? I asked my dad, hey, Dad, what do I do with this catching thing? Quote. Didn't know what to do. Luckily, there was no one on base because I might have Altuve'd it. Oh, damn it. I'm calling that a verbal right. That's not good. Rick Pitino, Tom Izzo, they're salty. Tom Izzo salty after a win. He was asked about basketball's transfer portal, and don't give Tom Izzo room to get pissy, because he will take that road every single time.
Tom Izzo isn't cheating the people that he has that have been loyal to him for this chaos that is going on out there. Is that cool? You got enough? No. Because you don't understand. When I came back Sunday night, that was it. There was nothing on my mind but giving these guys a chance to win one more game, get to Elite Eight, and one more game, and have a memory that'll last their entire life, their kids' life, and their grandkids' life. Because that's what it is. And so excuse me for being passionate about it or pissed off about it, whichever words you want to use, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's not fair.
Okay. Tom, we were just asking about the transfer portal and the amount of people transferring. That's it.
I will say, it is very dumb to have it in the second weekend of, or after the second, or after the first weekend of the tournament, where there still are 16 teams that are still playing, which I guess if you're talking about 360, it's not the biggest deal in the world. But with college football, like, I get why they kind of had to transfer in between semesters. Like, it sucks. It's not great, but I at least, like, can understand if we're still, like, hey, they gotta enroll in classes. What can we do? They don't have to enroll for another couple weeks.
Yeah.
They can do it after the final buzzer. Then the portal's open.
Yeah, enrolling in classes. What is that generally? April?
It's like
May?
April.
Yeah.
It's like April range.
Rick Pitino, was this soft? I mean, St. John's had just lost, and Pitino was asked a question about RJ Lewis, who played a long time in a game where he really struggled. Rick Pitino didn't handle it great.
Roger Rubin from Newsday. Rick, you had RJ on the bench, you know, for a pretty long stretch at the end. Was that just because he just wasn't making them, or was there something more to it?
Played 30 minutes. It's a long time.
So he was tired?
No, played 30 minutes and I went with other people. You already know the answers, Roger. You're asking leading questions. You already know it. So don't ask leading questions. You already know why he didn't play. Okay.
Right here in the middle.
Okay. Love that. I get it. I mean, you just lost.
And you can't go, yeah, because he was stinking it up. And it was 3-for-13 or 3-for-17.
Soft Boys continues. We've heard this from Doc Rivers a lot. Doc Rivers thinks he should get more credit for winning 3 games in playoff series in which the team he coached blew a 3-1 series lead. Because this has happened a lot with Doc Rivers coach teams. That's soft.
I know. It's like almost like NBA Central or Centel level of, like, is this a real quote? Where he's like, hey, the thing about blowing a 3-1 lead, you're up 3-1. Like, that's something we would say as a joke.
Yes.
Like, if the Rockets blow a 3-1
lead
in the playoffs this year, we'd be like, well, they were up 3-1.
I think the larger point he was trying to make was, I don't get swept in the playoffs.
Even worse. Like, that's even worse.
Yeah. It's...
Hey, when I lose 7.
It's soft. Doc, you won a championship. You're not one of the greatest coaches ever, okay? You're probably a better broadcaster than a coach.
Yeah. He's like a... I don't know, B-level coach.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he can come in for coach the Milwaukee Bucks and, like, be solid. He's not like, oh my God, this team's awful. What are we doing? Like, he's just okay.
One last soft boy. Jimmy Butler, soft for a reflective and thoughtful answer when asked about his time in Miami after he played with the Warriors against the Heat last night. A chapter is ended. What I will say is, I always say I'm very appreciative for the time here, the bonds I've built here. When you look down the road, it's just a huge part of my career, so I continue to say that I'm very grateful. I ain't spiteful towards nobody. Always grateful for the opportunity. A lot of the fan base, it's not bad. It's not all bad. Sir, you quit on this team. You quit on this team when you hate Pat Riley. Beat Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, you said that Pat Riley seemed unhinged when
he's
trying to connect over both your dead fathers.
Yes. I like it when Jimmy Butler is the worst teammate ever. It's entertaining to me. I feel like he has actually earned the ability to do it. He is someone that I would definitely want to play with for a little bit. But keyword, for a little bit. Eventually,
your contract.
Yeah. I think that the contract, once it wraps up, he wears out his welcome. And one hard boy to wrap up soft boys, George Pickens. Because per George Pickens' father, George Pickens, food for thought, GP has played with Trubisky, Pickett, Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, question mark, question mark, question mark, all in 3 years. I can appreciate your sanity. I can appreciate your sanity, George Pickens. George Pickens fights people in the middle of plays. What are we talking about, George Pickens' father? He is definitely not the model of, let's just say, mental toughness. Nope. He is not that. And that wraps up Soft Boys, who's been soft in the world of sports every single Wednesday at 12:30. Cam Smith made the Astros opening day roster, and the Texans will not have this big name on their roster next year. You'll find out who next.
ESPN 97.5.
Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 713, someone asks, what if Kyle Tucker wins the MVP? Well, he's going to have to do better than he did in spring training with the Cubs. Another text from the 713, Paul, who wins the MVP in baseball this year? We got to go big or go home. And if we end up getting this right, I can pat myself on the back for pulling a prediction out of my ass. And if I end up being wrong, we'll just forget that this ever happened. So, who wins the MVP in baseball this year?
Cam Smith.
I'm looking up the odds
right now. Cam Smith is not going to be on whatever odds you're looking at.
We got to have Cam Smith odds to win MVP. Did you know that Zach DiZenzo has 1 in 150,000 odds to win Rookie of the Year?
All right, you got to put like $2 on that.
I want to put $2 on that.
Come on,
we saw a little Cam Smith. Cam Smith is +600 to be baseball's Rookie of the Year. He is the favorite right now.
But MVP, wasn't that the question?
MVP, I'm looking for the odds. I'm looking for the odds.
I thought you were going to say Zach DiZenzo was 100,001.
I just want to have the odds attached to Cam Smith so that I can put this and we can play it on social media. And I'm just going to be the smartest baseball mind of all time. And all the actual baseball ball knowers are going to be so pissed when I'm right. But first, we actually have to find the odds. And I think that the odds are so against him that he is not listed anywhere.
No.
I would have hoped that they actually added him to the potential MVP odds, given that he just made the opening day roster and will be starting in right field.
I see Isak Paredes.
What's his odds to win
MVP? 7,500.
7,500? I'm looking. We're going to have to come back to this, okay? We're going to come back.
I'm still scrolling.
But if I were to make a serious prediction,
Yiner Diaz +10,000.
Serious prediction, it's got to be, if you want some fun odds, I bet Jeremy Pena has decent odds. Everyone's hyping up Jeremy Pena this offseason. But could it be Yordan? Could we get a Yordan Alvarez MVP season? Or since he plays DH, he's screwed.
Let me scroll all the way back to the top. He's third. He's the third favorite behind Judge and Bobby Witt.
+700. I'm going to go with Yordan Alvarez at +700. But later on in the show, when we figure out the odds to win American League MVP for Cam Smith, we're 100% saying Cam Smith. So there you go. Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Cam Smith made the Astros opening day roster. And Stephon Diggs has signed with the New England Patriots. Stephon Diggs actually did have a pretty good year with the Houston Texans last year. They, of course, traded a second-round pick to bring him aboard. Then they took the last 2 years of his contract out of the deal, which led to this situation where when he tears his ACL after 8 games and a pretty productive season, that's it. I do think the trade ultimately was a failure because you gave up a second-round pick for a guy who only played 8 games for you, but I don't think it was the Texans' fault. I don't think it was Stephon Diggs' fault. Stephon Diggs in New England signing a 3-year, $69 million deal with $26 million of it guaranteed. The Patriots are desperate. I don't think any other team was coming close to offering Stephon Diggs that kind of money, and that's a deal that's basically just a 1-year deal if you take a look at it. I'm sure the actual specific details will be released later, but that does feel a lot like a deal where, hey, if Stephon Diggs doesn't play well for the Patriots this season, he will once again be a free agent next offseason. As a Patriots fan, how excited am I about the deal? I'm not that excited. I'm not that excited about it. I mean, like, they were apparently throwing a blank check at Chris Godwin, too. And Chris Godwin was also coming off of a serious knee injury. So
I'm a great guy. I'm actually a great guy.
Stephon Diggs is a great guy. He seemed like he was a good teammate. Lots of stuff going on off the field. In a Bill Belichick world, I'm not sure that Stephon Diggs would have been added. But Stephon Diggs now a member of the New England Patriots.
No, I don't think so.
Who are desperate at wide receiver. Sean Mays behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. Cam Smith made the Astros opening day roster. Stick around.